He's a peaceful cultivator and a felony for a shite. We hunted and we hunted and we took fever and elephants now and again, but no dacoits. Eventually, we puck around one man. I trade him tenderly, says a lieutenant. So I took him away into the jungle with the Burmese interpreter and me cleaning rod. Says I to the man, me peaceful squireen, says I, you shut in your hunkers and demonstrate to my friend here where your friends are when they're at home. With that, I introduced him to the cleaning rod, and he comes to jabber the interpreter interpreting and in-betweens and me helping the intelligence department with me cleaning rod when the man misremembered. Presently, I learned that across the river, about 9 miles away, was a town just dripping with das and bows and arrows and dacoits and elephants and jingles and good, says I, this office will nigh close. That night, I went to the lieutenant and communicates my information. I never told much of Lieutenant Brazenose till that night. He was a stiff with the books and theories and all manner of trimmings and no matter of use. A town, did you say? Says he. According to the theories of war, we should wait for the reinforcements. Faith, thinks I, we better dig our graves then, for the nearest troops was up at their stocks in the marshes out Mimbo way. But, says the lieutenant, since 'tis a special case, I'll make an exception. We'll visit this Lungtung Pin tonight. The boys was fairly wild with delight when I told them, and by this and that they went through the jungle like book rabbits. About midnight, we come to the stream where I'd clean forgotten to mention to my officer. I was on ahead with 4 boys, and I thought the lieutenant might want it.